What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be back to it tomorrow. Everyone will be back. The morning show will be back. It's like New Year in sports radio. This is the beginning of the new year. Football is right around the corner. Jets against the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. And you know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. I guess I'm the only one around here rooting for him. Maybe not week one, because I'll be rooting for the Jets. But I think the Steelers are going to be one of the more interesting teams in the NFL this year. I'm really fascinated to see what Aaron Rodgers can do, especially since when I was working with Willie Colon in the mornings a couple weeks ago, told me he was down at camp with Pittsburgh and that he looked excellent. So we'll see. I'll be looking forward to that. And then the Giants, I have a weird feeling about the Giants this year. Now, we don't know about Andrew Thomas yet, but hopefully he's going to play. I mean, he's no doubt the most important player on the field for the New York Giants. But I like the idea of starting on the road against Washington, who I think is due for a bounce back. I do not think that they are suddenly the class of the NFC or one of the teams in the, I don't put them up there with the Eagles and the Lions just yet. I don't. I think there's a chance we see a little bit of a bounce, you know, back towards the mean from Daniels and this team. McLaurin's hardly, you know, I know that he knows the offense. He was with it last year. He's a great player, but missed a lot of time in camp this year. They're the oldest roster in the NFL. I just have a weird feeling this is going to be a good start to the season for the New York Giants, especially with the Cowboys now and everything going on. I heard Keith talking plenty about it as he is no longer a Cowboys fan. I'm surrounded by people who no longer are fans of their teams. I don't know how it's possible. I got Keith, you know, obviously in front of me doing nights this shift before me on in the overnights, and he's no longer a Cowboys fan. My illustrious producer, Michael Fliegelman, who it's going to be good to see him tomorrow. I haven't seen him in like a month and a half. Haven't worked with him. He's no longer a Jets fan until Woody Johnson sells the team. I got all these guys ducking on their teams. Meanwhile, I've hated the New York Giants as much as anyone over the last 10 years. I am all about them this year. And we'll get into them a little bit later. We'll talk a little bit about Russell Wilson, the quarterback situation, when you can see Jackson Dart. I would not start Jackson Dart at all. I'm hoping to not start Jackson Dart this entire season. I know it was we'll get into it later. I know it was a very promising preseason, but no thank you. Let's take our time with this. And I think Russell Wilson is going to play well. As long as he's healthy, I think he's going to play well. That was a little bit of NFL talk. And when NFL is talked on the fan, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL team live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll do a little bit of that later. Back with the Mets and the Yankees. We'll do the Yankees in a little bit too. We got plenty of time. I still got 4 hours as we're taking you through this Monday evening all the way to midnight. We'll get to those 12 games and why they are important and why they're not the season-defining 12 games that a lot of Yankee fans want to tell you it is. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Bill in the Hudson Valley. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Chris Mack, big fan,
oh,
man.
Thank
Love
you,
the show.
Buddy. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
what's going on?
So you were talking about Senger and Manaea.
I certainly was.
To me, I was never a big Senger fan. I know he's had moments since he's been a Met, but he can't pitch every fifth day. He's I don't know. To me, he's just underwhelming. But Manaea,
I think that's
fair.
But he has pitched really well when he's pitched. His first year with the Mets was very, very good. Last year is pretty much a wash. And early on this year, he was excellent. Now, never went deep into games, I hear you. And, because of his pitch schedule in Japan, he has been much better with the extra rest. And it benefits the Mets to have a six-man rotation. Those are all true. You're accurate with your comments. But that doesn't deny when he's been on the mound, outside of the last six or so starts since returning from his hamstring injury, he has been really good.
I know. It's just not consistent. I feel like, when we need him, he just doesn't come up with that big game. But, you're right. I mean, he has been good overall.
It's been an overall, but right now, that's why I want to try and find that guy again. I don't want to just give up on him because he's not pitching well.
Well, I think Manaea, out of those two, I think he's the one that's going to come out. Because he had some big games for the Mets last year when they were on their run. I think he'll find it again. I mean, we got the rest of the rest of this month to kind of for him to get back to form that the Manaea that we all loved. I mean, without him last year, I don't think we even get to where we got.
No, I obviously. I mean, he was vital last year. There's no doubt about it. He was a huge part of. I mean, he became one of the best pitchers in baseball for the last 2 months of the season. There's no doubt about it. He was on an incredible run. That's what I'm looking for. Look at what happened last year. Look at look at Quintana down the stretch of that season, how he pitched. Look at how well Quintana pitched at the end of the season. Look how well Manaea pitched at the end of the season. Look how well David Peterson pitched at the end of the season. Look at what they were able to get. That was part of what made that run last year. And McLean has been incredible. I can't go into a postseason as the New York Mets with a World Series or bust mentality and say a kid making, what is he going to make, another three starts? I'm going to go game one with a kid making his seventh start in his major league career? That's what it feels like. It feels like that's your game one starter. Crazier things have happened. We've seen rookies go on this, Fernando Mania, Doc Gooden. There have been rookies who step in. Now, those were, I can't remember when they were called up, but it wasn't August. Those guys had the full season. You're relying on McLean, who's going to have six, seven starts. It's a difficult thing. I'm chasing Senga and I'm chasing Manaea. I don't know what else to do. Because honestly, I feel like they're comfortably in the playoffs. Maybe that's just, if you're a Met fan, maybe you don't feel that way. I feel that way. They're comfortably in the playoffs. So how do I get the best version of the Mets into the playoffs? Because everything else doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how Manaea's pitched before. It doesn't matter how Senga's pitched before. It doesn't matter how many games they won. How, Juan Soto struggles in April. All of it just becomes part of the story of how they got to the moment that matters. It's the same thing for the Yankees. These 12 games, they're all so important. Oh, they're so important. They're defining. They're going to tell us everything we need to know about the Yankees this season. Okay, the playoffs are going to start. Now, we'll get into this, but the purpose of the seeding of the playoffs and home field and trying to win your division, obviously these 12 games are important. But the idea that how well they play over these 12 games or whether or not they're capable of winning, the playoffs are going to start, and then it matters how you play. That's it. That is it. Get in, play well when you get there. That's it. Right now, I'm trying to find a way to make the Mets the best possible version so they can play well when they get there. And I just can't imagine throwing three rookies who haven't had full seasons, let alone, you know, careers. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, buddy. It's good to talk to you. Welcome
good
back.
To talk to you, buddy. Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
So you're back on your regular spot by tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, obviously not into tonight. I'm going home at midnight. But yes, into Wednesday morning, I'll be back in the overnights for the foreseeable future.
Good stuff.
Man. Yep.
Good
I was stuff. Scheduled. They asked me to do this shift, you know, while I was on vacation. I was scheduled to come back at, you know, 2 a.m. today coming up, but I got bumped up for this. But yes, I'm back. Fully back.
Laboring on Labor Day is always a good thing.
That's always a good thing. Always a good thing. And it was early enough where I had some time with the family. You know, we even tried to go to the pool just to say goodbye to the pool because the pool closes on today. It's Memorial Day to Labor Day. So we hung out by the pool for a little bit, even though it was too cold to go in. And got to hang out and barbecue a little bit even before coming in. So it all worked out.
Well, I spoke to you early August. I'm actually on, you could actually check my Twitter. I predicted that the Yankees would wind up with the best record in the American League because I just had a feeling. Because like I said to you, I thought Judge would get healthier. I said the bullpen would fall into place. The offense just never stopped hitting.
And they don't take bows just yet. They're two games back, we got 12 games against very good teams here coming up. So
I think Boston's going to wind up ahead of Toronto too. I think Boston's a better team. Not that either one of them are great, but as far as the Mets with Manaea, look, I'm a diehard Mets fan. I know what you're saying. It's just the thing. It's the same way when I looked at the Yankees, when the Yankee fans were jumping off of buildings, and I said they're going to wind up with the best record. You're looking at it very rational, and you're right. But Chris, these guys have just not been bad. They're non-competitive.
No, I know.
I mean, and there's a possibility that they're both hurt. I mean, you can't tell me that this guy Senga, I know he's kind of a fragile guy, that he gets hurt, he comes back, and he's a different guy. And that Manaea has these loose body. I know he says he's fine. This guy's not fine. This guy hasn't thrown a good high fastball in months.
Yeah.
They're in trouble. I know it's drastic, but I would take Senga and Manaea both out of the rotation. And I don't think these four games, especially when you're playing a team right behind you, and they're going to be throwing Abbott and Green out there, you could be coming out of that Cincy series with a 1 or 2 game lead. So I don't think it's a panic move. I think they have to be assertive. Like Mendoza.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call it a panic move.
Mendoza managed this game like it was the 7th game of a World Series. He had to. And as far as
you can't lose scoring 10 runs. You got to make sure you lock that game down.
But the big problem too is that the bullpen, Helsley is unusable.
I know.
Stanek is unusable. So even if we straighten out the rotation, we've got three guys in the bullpen. You got Diaz, who obviously can't pitch every game. Yep. You got Raley, and you got Rogers. Other than those three guys, we don't have a bullpen. Garrett, we were counting on Garrett. Garrett's hurt.
Yep.
We were counting on Helsley. I don't know what's going on with Helsley. Went from an all-star closer to a guy that he can't pitch a clean inning. It's almost like what Williams got to with the Yankees.
Yeah.
So this pitching staff's in shambles. I don't know how you reset it. I really don't. I really don't know what you do on September 1st to fix this whole pitching staff. And, I'm trying to be an optimistic guy. I'm not a gloom and doom guy. But I would bring up Sproat. I would go with McGill, and I would try to piece this together. Because, brother, you can't put these two guys out there. Against teams like San Diego and Philly, they ain't winning games against these lineups.
No, I hear what you're saying, but even if, like, when you get into the postseason, who are you going to rely on?
Then you have to go. I think you have. Well,
you're going to rely on these young kids? You're going to throw all three of these guys in a postseason series?
No. If you go in a division series, you need 4 starters, right?
Right.
So you got Peterson.
You want to know what's Peterson's ERA in the last month?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I know, but he's the less of evils. I mean, I don't know.
He was pretty bad the other day.
You know what's funny? Everybody kills Holmes. I would if I had one game to start tomorrow. And
that's what I'm saying.
It's a mess. It's just a mess.
No, the pitching is rough.
And one last thing, the thing that really scares me is I back Stearns up the wazoo, and I still do. But this guy was supposed to be a guy who knew how to build a pitching staff, and every single judgment he's made has been wrong. I hate to say it because as good as he was last year.
Yeah.
And I understand. I'm not going to kill him for like the trade. Like everybody said, well, why did you get Alcantara? He wasn't available.
Yeah.
These guys weren't. One guy wasn't going to fix this. You know, if you would have told me that we'd have Peterson, Manaea, and Senga starting September with Helsley in the bullpen and the kids, I would have danced down the block thinking, man, what's that? and it all just sometimes you make good decisions and it just doesn't work out. You know that. I'm not giving him a pass.
Yeah.
But I was on for all these moves that he made. I wanted to resign Mania. You know, I was all for, you know, I love what he did with Rogers Ellsley.
Yeah, no, everyone loved that, the trade deadline. Absolutely.
He's bad. I mean, Chris, this guy just throws straight.
I don't know. I know there's obviously the talk of the pitch tipping. I don't know when that started, that conversation. I was watching the games and stuff as much as I could, but I don't remember the actual discussion of when we started thinking about him tipping his pitches, but like, it's just been, he's been brutally bad.
You know, it's funny. Even if it, when did it come so easy to hit 100 mile an hour fastball?
I know. Because you see him all the time.
Exactly right. But listen, welcome back. I look forward to
thank
talking
you.
To you.
Yeah, we'll get into, and thank you for the call. We'll get into some of the Italy trip stuff. I did a little bit of it on Saturday. Some of the different fun things, the things we did, how crazy the kids are. Supposed to go to a soccer game. Bought tickets thinking it was a 3 o'clock start when it was a 9 o'clock start because the clocks, you know, in our heads are all off. I blame my brother-in-law for that one. We're literally driving to Palermo to go to the soccer game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for a 3 o'clock start. He calls me. I think I got the time wrong. I was like, what do you mean? I think this is 3 o'clock New York time, 9 o'clock Palermo time. I'm like, are you telling me this game's not for another 8 hours? Yeah, I think so. I'm like, oh my God. Brutal. We had plans to go out. We had dinner reservations that night. Like, it was like, we just scrapped the game. Not that I mind. I'm not the biggest soccer fan. So I was doing it more for the experience and the kids. But we'll get into some of the different things that happened on my Italian vacation. We talked about some of the differences. The toilet seats. No toilet seats. Can you believe that, Nico? They don't put seats on the toilets in public restrooms. I don't know how. They must just really not want you to use the bathroom. Like, that's got to be it. I can't think of another reason why they don't put toilet seats on the toilet.
There are some things that happen over there that are just mind-boggling to me.
It's just, I don't know how that happens. You walk into a public bathroom and you got to hover over everything. There's no seats. It's just the toilet. And the toilets have these long, like, tunnels practically to the water. The water is like all the way at the bottom. It sounds like you're, you know, peeing down a well. Between the no seat and the tunnel, I feel like at any moment Lassie's going to come running through and say, what's up, Lassie? Did Tommy fall down the toilet? But yeah, in the month of August, David Peterson has a 6.68 ERA in six starts. 6.68 after a 1.05 July in four starts. But in August, he has made six starts. He has thrown 31 innings. He's given up 31 hits, 23 earned runs. He's got a whip of 1.548. He's striking guys out, 10 strikeouts per nine, the best month of the season, which is oddly ironic is probably redundant, but a 6.68 ERA. It's hard to trust him right now. The rotation's in a tough spot. Mario in Staten Island, what's up, Mario?
C-Mac, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I gotta tell you, I'm excited to actually talk to you because I listen to you all the time, and I have to tell you, you and I, we differ in sports teams that we root for, but I always tell my buddies, I'm like, your analysis is so spot on. And, like, I think you do an amazing job, honestly. So I appreciate your work. I wanted to just get that out before
Thank
I get you. To my points. And then, it's funny. I was kind of laughing, you know, waiting on hold here because I lived in Italy for 7 years of my life. So I don't know exactly where you were.
I was in Sicily.
Yeah, my parents are Sicilian, so they come from a town in Messina. So
yeah, I was drinking nothing but Messina beer the entire week.
Yeah, so I've been to like Taormina there. Obviously, yeah. Spent time in Palermo. So,
yeah, we were. So, I was in Taormina. I was in Palermo. Obviously, yep.
Yeah,
what was the name of the town? We stayed in Alcamo. That's where the place where we were staying was in Alcamo. And we went.
Taormina is beautiful.
Yeah, Taormina. Yeah. Taormina was unbelievably
beautiful. Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely.
And my wife was thrilled because that's where they filmed the second season of White Lotus. in the the four seasons of right in Taormina. So we saw the hotel. We, you know, of course she came home and immediately started rewatching the show, and we saw he goes for in the show, one of the main characters goes for a run every morning, and we saw all the places that he was running by. We were there. We had a great dinner there. It is a beautiful, beautiful place.
That's great.
The thing about Sicily, everyone keeps asking me the wrong questions, and I'm not trying to knock the food, because the food was incredible. I don't want to say it wasn't. The food was very good. Pasta was great. Tons of fresh fish. Everything.
The seafood's
incredible. The pizza's very good. I mean, I didn't think it was like world, like mind blowing. It's you know, I think it's good, solid pizza. But like the best food thing was like the breakfast. Because they don't really have I couldn't find eggs that much. Like they didn't have that kind of stuff. They just have these pastries stuffed with the most delicious creams.
Yeah.
Like the pastries were the main difference. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just real quickly, like my uncle, he owns a bakery in the town of Milazzo off of Messina. And so when I used to go there like every morning, they have this thing, it's called granita.
Yeah.
And it's basically an ice. It's an ice that they give you like a roll with it, and it's like whipped cream and like different flavors, like coffee, strawberry. And you're right, that's their main thing for like breakfast. Like that's their staple.
That's it. So I mean, that was the main difference. But people, it's not so much the food, man. It was just the scenery. It is so beautiful and different.
It is.
It's
beautiful.
The coast is like Hawaii. There's cliffs and the water is crystal clear. It's just stunningly beautiful. And then the cities are, you know, just different. It's kind of like a New Orleans type thing. They're so narrow. It's a different looking thing. Like even the nicer places or the bigger places look like no one's, you know, touched it up with paint in the last 75 years. It's just a different experience. And then as you're driving through from one coast to the other for a half hour, you'd think you'd be driving through the plains of Iowa. Everything's flat and grassland. And then all of a sudden you'll be in the Grand Canyon and there's mountains and it's crazy. It's an incredibly beautiful island. It was incredibly beautiful.
Yes. No question. It's funny. You were talking about like the toilets and everything. They're just so outdated and everything over there. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It's so outdated. But anyway, you know, great to have you back. And like I said, great job with everything you do. But real quick on the Mets, I mean, look, you're spot on with the pitching staff. I mean, there's no way sugarcoating this. Honestly, C-Mac, like, I know you're like, are you really going to go into the postseason? I mean, first off, listen, let's get there. I know you think we're going to definitely be there. I hope so. But if we do get there and you're like, are we really going to get there, go there with the kids, like start the kids? And look, at this point, let's face it, McClain is starting your game too. Mm-hmm. He is. And look, I know, is it worrisome? Of course. As a Mets fan, I'm terrified of having these kids. But look, at this point, the manager today is like, Mendoza's like, oh, you know, Seng is going to get his next start. I mean, I think that's crazy. The guy's been awful. I have to call up Sproat for Senga the next time around. I'd have to do that. I honestly would. I think Sproat has to be up here. But look, Peterson's your game one no matter what. I know he's been awful. I agree with you. Like, you don't feel great about it, but he would be your game one. He would be. And listen, it's what's going to hold them back, C-Mac. You know it. It's like, you can't win a World Series this way. No way in hell you can win a World Series this way.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to – I want to keep throwing Senga to see if I can find him, because he's shown the ability to be an ace or the closest facsimile of the Mets have. I'd like to get the best version of the Mets heading into the postseason, because that's all that matters. Right? The games against the Reds, they're important. Yeah, you could fall out of – You're not going to. I don't think they're going to. I need them at their best. I don't have a problem with starting Senga again, because I got to see if I could find something with him. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Bill Belichick's debut as a college football coach, as they have a 7-0 lead over TCU early on in the game. I'm sure that'll be a story everywhere. See how North Carolina. Someone just tweeted out that Aaron Boone is there. Aaron Boone is there? Doesn't he know that the next 12 games are the most important in the history of baseball? What is he doing at a North Carolina football game? I have to double check to see if that's true, but someone's tweeting that Aaron Boone was at the North Carolina game. How embarrassing. He should be at home working on fundamentals. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If anybody out there has a problem with Aaron Boone being at the North Carolina TCU game, get a life. Like, seriously. Like, players and coaches, it's an off day. It's Labor Day. And I just saw that his son, at least last year, because there people are retweeting the story from last year. I'm assuming it's the same this year. But his son is a student and part of the offensive like game planning or something. Now, that might have changed with obviously the coaching change and bringing in Bill Belichick. I don't know. But I know his son goes to school there. And he's going to the North Carolina game on a day off. If anybody has a problem with what Aaron Boone does on his day off, and look, I know I'm an Aaron Boone defender and that's how this is going to come off. I don't care. I've been critical of him. I don't think he's done a great job this year. The team is better than what it's been. They have the best run differential in the sport, in the American League. They should be better than this. They've had a lousy, lousy year, and these 12 games are important, no doubt. He just played 13 games in a row. In the baseball season, you get hardly any day off. If he wants to go spend it, and I'm assuming right now, and I don't know it to be true because I'm just getting it off of Twitter, we'll see, but I'm assuming he's going to spend it with his son on some level at a football game on a night off. They play at Houston tomorrow at 8 o'clock. He'll be there. Anybody who actually has a problem with Aaron Boone going to a football game that I think is to spend time with his family, get a life. My goodness. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's all, you know, it's all over Twitter. People are all pissed off about Aaron Boone. The great Sean Marash is annoyed about it. Like, it's just, shut up, Sean. You move heaven and earth to have people at your house on the first Saturday of college football. The dude's got a day off. Wants to go watch a football game. He can do whatever he wants. They play every single day. It's a grind. He's taken one day. My God. People are just the worst. I swear. People are just the worst. The Yankee fans, we have become toxic as a group. Like, not winning a championship since 09 has completely warped our minds. We just, the need to hate everything is just ridiculous. We have to hate Anthony Volpe. We have to hate these people. We have to boo them. We have to hate them with a passion, despite the fact that they have they're two games away from having the best record in the American League, and they're in that position year in and year out. But we got to hate them. We got to despise them. We got to hate the manager for spending time with his family at a football game. It's unbelievable. Robbie and Lennox, what's up, Robbie?
He's back. What's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
You know what? You know what, man? You just made absolute sense because, like, the Godfather was saying, you know, man, we're going to spend time with his family. Can't really be a man, Chris. So, you
that's
know what?
Right.
Good for Aaron Boone. God bless him. That's nice that he spent time with his family.
Well, and to be fair, I saw someone retweet that his son was a part of the football program last year. I don't know it to be true this year, but he is. I think he is a student there. So, on some level, he's probably being there with his family. Yes.
Absolutely. So, I thought of you today. I did a gig. Well, I did. It's funny because I'm sitting. And by the way, my buddy Gerard has been listening to the fan as long as I've been a caller for 38 years. Oh, he said, "Yeah, Chris is getting better on his vocals." So yeah, I want to tell you, man, sounded better there. So anyway, so I'm going through Target today, and what did they have? Okay, the 60th anniversary of Meet the Beatles on like blue vinyl.
Oh, really?
So I said, "This is an impulse buy," so I grabbed it immediately because I'm a collector. So yeah, so I grabbed it immediately, and I said, if you get to a Target store down near you in Jersey someplace, if you got it down there, or you could probably order online. Yeah, it's the 60th anniversary. It's a blue vinyl, so I grabbed it. It was like an impulse buy.
Oh, very cool.
So anyway, but I wanted to talk about the Giants and then the Yankees. About the Giants, I posted this to Moose yesterday. It's too bad I didn't get a chance to see him in Saratoga this summer with my brother. My brother passed away. I didn't know if I told you. So
no, I'm sorry
to hear
that.
Yeah, in California, my baby brother. So anyway, yeah, it's been tough. So in July. About the Giants, one thing that bothers me, and this has been a problem for me, is Shane Bowden's defensive schemes. In other words, the linebackers always seem like they're back too far. Now, is Abdul Carter going to play? Is he going to play linebacker basically, or are they going to put him inside? You know, on the edge. He's not an edge guy, right? So, where are they going to play him? You know, that's what I'm curious about. Where Bowden's going to line up Abdul Carter? I think Tibbs is going to have a better year. But my problem with Bowden is that every time they line up like first down, he's got the linebackers and the safety so far back that when they break the defensive line, they're gone. And the Giants have stunk against the run the last few years. And Chris, in order for them to have a really effective pass rush, they're going to have to stop their run because guys like Burns and those type of guys are not going to be effective enough if they're not going to be able to stop the running game. So I'm just going to ask you, are you happy that Shane Bowden is back?
Shane Bowen?
Shane Bowen.
That's okay. I'm not, and thank you for the call, Robbie, and appreciate the compliments. And good to talk to you. Sorry about your brother, man. Am I happy he's back? I don't know. He did stop the run in Tennessee. He didn't stop the run last year, had a bad year. Again, it was one year. The entire team sucked. I'm not just going to declare him a terrible coach off of one season. He does have a track record of at least being a serviceable defensive coordinator. We'll see how he... I don't disagree with you they got to stop the run, and I don't disagree with you that the pass rush will be impeded by it, and Thibodeau is not a every-down player. I don't think he stops the run. Burns, same thing. These are guys... We'll see if Abdul Carter can be a guy who helps stop the run. I would think he should be. Obviously, Sexy Dexy should be able to stop the run or help stop the run and stuff it a little bit, although he's really emerged as one of the great interior pass rushers. That's what makes them special. And that's why this unit has an opportunity to be so dynamite as an edge rushing group, as a pass rushing group, because of both Sexy Dexie and Carter, who can line up inside as well as, you know, have that bend around the corner. Him and Burns have particularly really good, you know, bends. And we'll see about Thibodeau. I mean, we'll see how, you know, he might not have felt like he had a defensive backfield capable of playing up front at the line, where now he's got a Debo. They've gotten Holland. Drew Holiday has another year under his belt after a really good season last year. Dane Belton, you know, who's the other kid they drafted? I always forget his name. Last year in the draft, he's a safety too. Newbin, thank you. Newbin. Like, so you got another year under Newbin's belt. You got another year Andrew Phillips' belt. You've added a Debo. You've added Holland. They might feel more comfortable, you know, playing a little bit more to stop the run, because I really felt like they didn't trust their defensive backfield. So we'll see. The season's got to start. If Washington comes out and runs the ball down their throat week one, I'm going to have a problem with it. We'll see. But it's I'm not going to just make assumptions off of last year just yet. Let's get the season started. Ira in Lynbrook. What's up, Ira?
How are you doing, C-Mac?
Good, how are you, buddy?
I don't know if you remember, I'm the big Mickey Mantle fan. We spoke late in the evening one time.
Sure.
Okay, by the way, when you were away on your vacation, which of course is well-deserved for you.
Thank you.
Really missed you. I still could, even though most of the other guys are pretty good, I rate you the number one guy.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
My quick
but
point
they,
is on...
I'm sure they all did a great job filling in.
No, they did, but there's nothing like you. My question is that Yankee last game that we kind of missed with the White Sox. I know you can't win them all, but I just felt like that game... And forget about that home run that Stanton missed. Mm-hmm. Those things happen. But... when the score was tied 2-2, would you have brought Weaver in instead of Hill to start that inning?
I don't know if Weaver had pitched a lot. Did Weaver end up coming into that game? I don't think he did, right?
No, he didn't.
He might have pitched the two games prior. I don't know if he was available or not. I had no problem going to Hill. I mean, Hill's got to just not give up a home run to a right-handed hitter. At some point, you got to use your guys. I had no problem. I'm trying to think back on whether or not he pitched in both games prior to that. I'll double check that during the break, because I think there's a chance he did. There's a chance he wasn't available for that game yesterday, but. No, tied 2-2. I trust Tim Hill against, you know, that part of the lineup, and I know it's a right-handed hitter, but like you got to score more than two runs, which they've been like. It's not a game that bothers me all that much. I know it would have been nice to sweep. They'd be one game in the loss column back of the Blue Jays and one game in the loss column back of the Detroit Tigers for the best record in the American League. But like you can't win them all. They won every single one of these games against these bad teams. They swept. You know, outside of the final game against the White Sox and the one game against the Twins, they took two out of three from the Twins. Then they swept St. Louis. They swept Washington. They took three of four. Like, you can't win them all. I would have liked to have gotten that win, sure. But even with the day off, I don't want to overuse guys. I don't want to overuse Weaver. They're going to need him for these 12 games. I have no problem making sure Weaver has 2 days off. I got to double check to see if he pitched in the 2 days prior. But yeah, I'm annoyed. If you are literally watching the North Carolina game and you see Aaron Boone as a Yankee fan and you're pissed off, like, you know, it's really going to annoy me. These are the kind of things that annoy me. These are the kind of things that bother me, that we're going to get on Aaron Boone for this. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. What is he going to do right now? They're off. The players are off. He's not going to be with the players. What should he be doing? It's not football. He's not putting a game plan together. Like, they have a pitching game plan. They probably already went over it. They're going to go over it tomorrow before the game. Like, stop. We're going to get to the Yankees in a little bit. Justin in Floral Park. What's up, Justin?
Hey, C-Mac. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. What's going on?
I don't want to get crazy with these 12 games, but C-Mac, they got to, like, at least, you know, they're going to play one of these teams. Tigers, Toronto, Red Sox.
So?
Houston in the first round.
So?
So let's put a hammer on them.
I don't disagree on some level, but against these teams. They haven't done well against them.
Why are you poo-pooing it all the time?
I'm not poo-pooing it because we've seen it.
I get it.
But everybody fat. Then why haven't the other teams fattened up to a better level? Hold on. I'm just asking you. If Toronto is beaten up on the Yankees and the Red Sox have beaten up on the Yankees, and then how come they haven't fattened up to a better point? How come they play the same teams? What do you mean? It's the same thing. Justin, you got to stop talking for half a second. Just because they haven't doesn't mean they can't. Just because they have, do you want to go over how many times we have seen teams be worked in the? How many times have the Yankees gone hot into the postseason, beating everybody and then failed? Like they beat in 2007, they beat the Cleveland Guardians, the Cleveland Indians at the time. Every single game they were 7-0 against Cleveland, lost in the postseason. Like the
well, that was the end of the Joe Torre era.
Well, I'm just saying
2009. How were they, Chris? How were they in 2009? They couldn't beat the Red Sox at the beginning of the season.
Then they won 8 in a row
all the time. Yeah, how did they do that? Okay, that's my
point. They didn't play the Red Sox in the postseason that year.
It doesn't matter. They beat the Red Sox and they won the division. Did they not?
Well, that's the whole year. You want to win the division?
Chris,
I get you.
You're fumbling over everything, Chris. You can't.
No, I'm not. Here's my thing. Okay, Justin. Here we go. Here's my thing. I was going to do this in a bit. The games are important because they want to win the division. That's why these next 12 games are important. These 12 games are important because these are the teams they're competing against in the division. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Boston Red Sox, these are teams in their division that they're competing to get a home field advantage, competing to get a bye and not have to worry about the wild card round. That's why these games are important. Beating or losing to the Boston Red Sox doesn't mean they will beat or lose. If they sweep the Boston Red Sox in these three games that they have left with them, and then they see them in the postseason, are you telling me suddenly you feel so much better about them beating the Boston Red Sox in the postseason? That will do it for you? Suddenly you're going to go into that series and go, hey, I feel good. They took care of the last three games after losing 8 in a row against them. Suddenly we're going to feel like, hey, I know they can beat the Red Sox because we saw it in a three-game series 2 weeks ago. Who gives a damn?
I do.
I don't.
I care about the standings.
The way they play against, they fall apart, right? They have fallen apart against the Boston Red Sox. They have kicked the ball around, all of that. Absolutely. Are you telling me if they take 2 of 3, you're suddenly going to go into this season or into a postseason series, a wild card series with the Red Sox, and feel better because they took 2 of 3 the last time? Like, I'm not going to. I'm not going to feel any better.
Because it's a house of horrors.
I'm not going to feel any better.
Between you and me.
No, I want to avoid playing in Boston, sure. That's why I want to win the games. I want to win the games because I want home field advantage. I want to win the division. I don't want to win the games because I need to prove I can beat the Boston Red Sox. I don't really think that's the case.
We'll see what happens.
They go into the postseason, they play well or they don't play well. That's it. I want the best chance. I want to be home. I want to avoid the wild card round if I can. That's why these 12 games are important. The idea that these 12 games are important to show the Houston Astros that they can beat them. The Houston Astros have put foot to ass against the New York Yankees for a decade. For a decade. When Carlos Correa shows up as a Houston Astro to play the New York Yankees in the postseason, do you think he's going to go, well, I really thought we had a good chance, but they took 2 out of 3 against us 2 weeks ago. Man, I was really confident, but then they did beat us. In a series, they took 2 out of 3 against us in Houston. Now I don't know how I'm going to feel about the Yankees. I was confident going in. Now I don't know. Or the best Boston Red Sox, who tell the media they feel comfortable playing the New York Yankees. If they lose 2 out of 3 after kicking the crap out of the Yankees all season long. If the Yankees show up and take 2 out of 3, they're going to go into the postseason and go, I don't know if we could beat the Yanks. They did beat us the last 2 or 3 times. I don't know. Or the Toronto Blue Jays who swept the Yankees. Now, the Blue Jays are frauds, so I'm not too worried about them. But if they, like, it makes, like, we put so much emphasis on these games. These games are important because they're playing the teams ahead of them. And I want to catch the teams ahead of them. Bottom line. If they lose 2 out of 3 to these teams and then sweep the final 2 weeks and win the division, I don't care. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't care. win the division, avoid the wild card round, have home field advantage. I don't give a damn how they accomplish that. I don't care where the wins come from. I don't. Call me crazy. I don't. Win enough games to win the division. The easiest pathway to that is to beat those teams directly ahead of you. Beat Toronto. I'm not saying they're not big games. I'm not saying that I don't go in there looking to kick ass. I do. I go into every series looking to kick ass. I go into every series looking to kick ass. And I'm going into these games, these 12 games for the New York Yankees as a New York Yankee fan, looking to kick ass because I want to win the division. And the best way to win the division is to continue to win the games in front of me, and particularly against the teams that are ahead of me. If I can beat every game you beat Toronto counts as two. Let's go. I want to beat the Blue Jays because I want to win the freaking division. I want to beat the Red Sox because I want to finish ahead of them and win the freaking division. Or at the worst, be the final wild card and secure myself the three games at Yankee Stadium. That's what's important. That's what I care about. The idea that we're going to send some message, because I'll be totally honest with you, they could sweep these 12 games, sweep all 12, head into the first game of the postseason, and I'm going to be nervous as hell that the first ball hit to Anthony Volpe gets thrown into the stands. And if you say any different, you're full of crap. You are full of absolute crap. We are going to be terrified. The Yankees are going to play boonie ball or whatever you like to call it, no matter what happens the next 12 games. No matter what. The idea that there's some sort of way to get our confidence back up as a fan base, it's a bunch of garbage. Oh, if they do this, I'll buy back in. I'm back in if they do this. So if they lose these games and then sweep the bad teams and still win the division, you're out? Shut up. Like, honestly, shut up. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Win the division. Win the division. Have home field advantage. Be the best record in the American League. That's the goal. That's the goal. I don't care how they do it. The best way, the easiest way, the most likely way is to perform in the next 12 games. That is the most likely, most obvious, most straight direct route to winning the division, is playing well and dominating the next 12 games. That's why they're important. That's why I want them. That's why I'm focused and going to be all pumped up for tomorrow night. That's why. Not because I need to send some sort of message to the Houston Astros, who kicked the crap out of the New York Yankees every single big game since 2015. What message are you sending? What exact message are you sending? By winning two out of three. That baseball's baseball? Please. I'm sorry. I find this whole narrative that we are focused so much on these games meaning something, and I won't take them seriously. Like, honestly, if those words were ever uttered out of your mouth, shut up. I'm not going to get invested. I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to believe in them. You're going to do the same thing you do every year. The playoffs are going to start, and you're going to be pumped up. And if they jump out to a 3-0 lead, you're going to be thrilled. And if they fall behind, you're going to be pissed. That's life. That's being a baseball fan. The idea that these games somehow need to be won to send a message. No, they do not. They ain't sending no message. And the idea that we will feel better about them. Okay. I'm sorry. They lost seven straight to the Red Sox. Was it eight straight? Seven or eight straight against the Boston Red Sox. If they win two out of the next three, suddenly you're going to be like, ha-ha. I feel good. Let me take on those Red Sox. And the Red Sox are suddenly going to go, oh, no. I thought we had this thing where we didn't lose against Boston, against the Yankees. Now we might lose to them? Like, I don't think it's so dumb. These next 12 games are important because the division is necessary. It's important. It's what we should all be striving for. It's what the Yankees should be striving for. And the best way to get that is to play well in these 12 games. because it's unlikely you lose to the Blue Jays. They get a bigger lead and then you catch them playing bad teams. It's unlikely that you lose to the Red Sox three straight, fall three games behind them, and don't have to go into Fenway for the wild card game. It's unlikely that you lose to Detroit and you don't find a way to win the best record in the American League, and you might have to face them on the road in the postseason. It's unlikely to go play bad these 12 games and accomplish what you want. That's why they're important. Not because at the very end of the season you're going to send some message to yourself, to your fan base, to the other teams. Nonsense. It's all this stuff that we build. The games are going to start in the postseason, and they're going to play the way they play. And if you think that if the Yankees go 10-2, like let's go pie in the sky, 10-2 over the next 12 games, and then game one of the ALDS, if they're lucky enough to have a bye, or game one of the wild card round, that you're not going to be biting your fingernails hoping that Anthony Volpe doesn't throw the ball into the stands, or that they don't kick the ball around, or that they don't strike out with a runner on third in less than two outs. If you think all those problems get solved because they played well over the last 12 games, you're crazy. You're going to be sitting there thinking the same crap. You're going to be sitting there thinking no matter what they do over these last 12 games, I hope the Yankees don't crap themselves. That's what we're all going to be saying no matter what happens over the next 12 games. There's nothing to be defined here. All that there is to go win the division and get home field advantage. And the way to do that is to win in these next 12 games. That's why they're important. That's why they're meaningful. Not because they're going to send some sort of message or change who this Yankee club is. They played 150, 145 some odd games, and these next 12 are going to change who they are? They aren't. Hopefully they play well enough to go capture the division. That's what I care about. I don't care how they do it. I don't. All that matters is put yourself in the best position come playoff time and then play well when you get there. That's it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break. We'll have an update. We'll come back, take you all the way to midnight on our five-hour ride to midnight on this Labor Day Monday right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.